بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم This month of Ramadan is a month of barakah, great blessing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a great favor and ni'mat on the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The amount of benefit a person can acquire, the amount of taraqqi, progress a person can make in this month, he cannot make in any other month. So among the greatest favors of Allah ta'ala upon this ummah is the month of Ramadan. However, in order for a person to acquire this benefit, a person has to add the ingredient of love in everything that he does. Now, if a person looks at the theme of Ramadan, there's about few things. One is the roza, then the taraweeh salah, then the tilawat of the Quran al-Majid, then the i'tikaf, and in the end is the sadaqatul fitr. So all these injunctions are injunctions that came from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala wants the servant to fulfill the happy heart and a heart hoping for mercy and reward from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if a person does all these ibadat, but he does it grudgingly, he does it half-heartedly, he does it just going through the motions, but his heart is not there, the love, the ingredient of love is not there, the person won't acquire that benefit. Look at all the ibadat. Allah Ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man qama Ramadan imana wa ihtisaban. The one who stands up in the month of Ramadan in the Taraweeh Salah with iman and with great hope of receiving Allah Ta'ala's mercy and reward. In other words, he's looking forward to this Taraweeh Salah. He's looking forward to the ibadat, eagerly anticipating Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's grace. So this is that ingredient of love. Then, Man saama Ramadan, again, iman, the one who fasts in the day, the same thing Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, with iman and that hope of receiving great reward from the side of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when it comes to all these ibadat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned so many virtues. All these virtues are there in order to create that motivation in our hearts, in order to create the spirit of love in our heart. So when a person does it, so all the time he's conscious of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah is watched solely to please him. So during the roza, during the nights where he's not fasting also, all the time he's concerned, Allah is watching me, and I'm doing this ibadat to please him, I should not allow nafs and shaitan to come in between. There shouldn't be any element of sin that comes in the roza, that comes in the taraweeh salah, that comes in the ibadat in any way. Then we find that that month of Ramadan becomes a blessing for that servant. Then a person, Allah Pak, teaches him through these ibadat how to draw directly from the treasures of Allah. That he will just be able to stand up in salah and he draws from Allah. He'll carry out that roza, he'll draw from Allah. And this is the purpose for Allah Ta'ala sending us in the world. The purpose for a mu'min coming in the world is not just going through the motions, just doing some rituals. Is that all these ibadat have been instituted to teach the servant who Allah is and who he is, and how we can directly draw from the treasures of Allah. This is the purpose of us coming in this dunya. A person acquires it to the month of Ramadan, then he's got a very, very great fortune. And just for us to understand an example, it's mentioned there was one very great wali and buzrug, and his name was Abdullah bin Zaid Rahimullah. So, very, very great wali and buzrug. So he had many, many slaves. Many, many slaves he had. Abdul Wahid bin Zaid. His name was Abdul Wahid bin Zaid. Abdul Wahid bin Zaid is the direct student of Hassan Basri. And Hassan Basri is the direct student of Hazrat Ali. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the student of Rasulullah sallam, is the companion, is the son-in-law, is the cousin, all the nisbats he has to Rasulullah. So you can imagine the close link that Abdul Wahid bin Zaid has with Rasulullah is just that Hazrat Hassan Basri, Hazrat Ali and Rasulullah. Abdul Wahid bin Zaid. Now this person, Abdul Wahid bin Zaid, in the beginning of his life was just a normal trader. He was a normal trader. He was a person of the world. acquiring wealth, and he was a believer, but the true love of Allah hadn't yet entered his heart. He didn't understand the purpose of life. He didn't understand how to draw from the treasures of Allah Ta'ala directly. So what happened is that he had many, many slaves, and these slaves that he used to engage them in trade, whatever they used to earn for the day, they used to bring it and give it to him. So his agreement with his slaves was during the day they will work for him, and at nightfall, then he would give them time to rest, and he wouldn't take too much of work from them. Among the slaves that he had, there was one slave that was a very, very great wali of Allah, great friend of Allah Ta'ala, but he didn't know this. And that slave, he kept it a secret between himself and Allah Ta'ala. He didn't want to expose it. So one day the slave came to him. The slave told Abdul Wahid bin Zayd that, oh my master, in the day you have engaged us in trade to acquire wealth, earn wealth and bring it to you. So we are owned by you. You are taking care of our needs. And the occupation you engage us in is only rightful. That whatever wealth you acquire, we bring it to you. And in the night you are very, very kind towards us that you allow us to rest. And you don't take any work from us. But it is my request to you that if in the night you can just free me completely, I will be free to go wherever I want. And in lieu of that, I will bring one gold coin to you. Silver, one gold coin, one dinar, a gold coin, a lot of money. So the master is thinking, he said, okay, well, in the night there's no work I'm taking from you all. So if I set you free to go wherever you want in the night and you give me that one gold coin, it's a good bargain, it's a good deal. So he's a man of the world, Abdul Wahid bin Zayd, so his money, his mind is working also with figures. He said, no problem, you can. So Abdul Wahid bin Zayd, he allowed him to go be free in during the night. And every night at the time, perhaps maybe a fajr, he would be there with the master and he would give him that one gold coin. He'll give him the gold coin. Abdul Wahid is very, very happy. I'm getting more money. So it continued like this for some while. Till one day it occurred to him that where he must be getting this one dinar from? Because one dinar is a lot of money. Where he's getting this one dinar from? I hope he's not stealing it, robbing someone, cheating, or some illegal it. I think I should keep a watch on him. Tomorrow, wherever he's going, without him knowing, I'll follow him. And I would spend the night, wherever he spends the night, I would see where he's acquiring this money from. The source, because after all, he's giving me this money, I'm consuming it. I should be knowing where the source of this income is, so I don't consume haram. So that night he followed him without the slave having any knowledge. The slave walked, and Abdul Wahid bin Zayd, he followed him, he walked also. So he was surprised that the slave came to Qabristan, came to a graveyard. And so after he entered the graveyard. And then he came to the side where there was an open land next to the Qabristan. And then he stood there, faced the Qibla, and he started his salah. After Isha, he started his salah, Tahajjud salah from Qiyamul Layl. And he's performing salah. The master is quite surprised. Hey, this is a very pious person. I didn't know. Whole night he spent in ibadat, in salah. Whole night. Crying before Allah Ta'ala, reciting the Qur'an Majeed in a very melodious, sweet voice, with so much of love echoing from his heart. At the time of when tahajjud was ending, then he completed his salah, he raises his hands and he cries to Allah in tawbah, istighfar, making dua. And then he says, oh Allah, the night is passing, the night of love that I spent on you. But now I'm going to meet my master. He's going to ask me. He's going to be asking me for that one dinar. Wallah, you give me that one dinar. From the unseen, he sees that one dinar fall in his hands. He saw it. Master was surprised. This man got direct contact with Allah. Got the source here, man. Direct source. I didn't know who this man was. Anyway, I should free him now. The master thinks, Abdul Wahid, I should free him. It's not right for me to be taking service from a wali like this. It's not right. So he has this intention in his heart. Anyway, when this person completed the dua, everything, and then he woke up, now he didn't want the slave to know that he was following him, watching him. So the slave came out of that orchard, came out of the graveyard, and he continued, he waited for the slave to go out of sight, and then he said, I'll come out. When he came out, now he sees this is an unknown place that he is. The road is very, very long. He's walking, following the road. He's not coming to any end. He can't see any sign of the area that he lived in. He doesn't know how to go back home. So he stopped. There was one person riding the horse. He came past. He told, stop the man. He said, I need you to give me some directions. He said, where you want to go? He said, I want to go to this land. Baghdad or something. So he said that, well, you're the other side of the world. This is, that's the east. You're in the west here. If he said that, don't joke. He said, no, I'm not lying to you. He says, okay, if you lend me your horse to go, how long it'll take? He'll say, it'll take you about 2 years. 2 years it'll take you to get to that place. He said, then how am I going to go home then? He said, well, how you came, that's how you must go. He said, yeah, how I came. He's hoping that that slave must come the next night. So the following night, and he sees again, he hides, and the slave comes. Hey, same, and he entered that graveyard, and he went to the orchard, went to that open field, and then he stood before Allah, and he commenced Salah. Tahajjud Salah was ending, and he raised his hands in dua, and then he asked Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, give me that gold coin, and then he sees another gold coin come. Now when the slave finished the nawaz, he quickly woke up. He said, let me show him that I'm here, take me home. So the slave, he told the slave, now I know who you are. You are a very great wali and friend of Allah. It's not right for me to keep you in bondage like this, in slavery like this. So the slave said, okay, first you can worry about that. Let me give you the money first. Yesterday's amount and today's amount, he gave him the both. Yeah. He said, okay, now take me home. Allah Ta'ala blessed the slave with tayyul ard. Few steps he could take, he could cover distances like from one side of the world to the other side. Allama Suyuti Rahmatullahi would go from Baghdad, he would go to Makkah Mukarrama in few steps. One day he held the hand of his slave, or of his servant. He told him, I'm going to show you something, but don't tell anybody till I pass away. After I pass you, again, he held his hand and said, close your eyes. Few steps, he opened his eyes in Makkah Mukarrama. They made tawaf also, everything. He said, see, there's our kafla, our friends there. They can't see us, but we can see them. Then few steps and he was back there. So Allah Ta'ala, when Allah grants a person, Allah grants in ajeeb ways, you know. So here, he took him a few steps and he was back home. Then Abdul Wahid bin Zayd, Allah said, okay, now I have to free you. For the sake of Allah, I'm freeing you. So that slave goes down, he picks up the stones on the ground. He picks up the stones. And he says, yeah, you can have this as a gift. And he puts it in his hand. And the slave goes. When Abdul Wahid bin Zayd opens, there was gold in his hand. In other words, the slave wanted to show him that I didn't want that you must feel later on regret. I freed him. I didn't get anything. You know, he said, no, alhamdulillah, I gave you something. You know. And this from the side of Allah. This was the turning point in the life of Abdul Wahid bin Zayd. He became the wali of the time after this. After this, he realized the world got nothing to offer. I draw from Allah. It's just that I should connect with Allah through the ibadah that Allah Ta'ala had instituted, the month of Ramadan, the salah, the rosa. I must connect with Allah through this. He became the wali of the time. It is mentioned that at the end of his life, there was one person who was close to him, a friend, and that friend had pity over him. The friend said, he haven't got too much of dunya. Let me at least, you know, give him some advice. He told him that, you know what, if you want, I'll help you out some money, you know, if you're battling, you're different. So he said, now Abdul Wahid bin Zayd is the end of his life now. So Abdul Wahid bin Zayd told him, he says, no, Jazakallah, I don't need that. And he says, and he went down to the ground and he took the stones. And then he put it, this you can have a gift from my side. He put his hand. When the person opened his hand, there was gold there. That was gold. And then he says, use this here for the obedience of Allah. For there is no greater gift that Allah can grant a servant than using the halal wealth to earn Allah's pleasure to doing halal deeds, doing good deeds. So this was the beginning of Abdul Wahid bin Zayd, and this was the end. And how Allah granted him, Allah Pak can grant us also. But the intention is not the wealth, the intention is Allah. First thing, hey, I need the bucks, man. I need the money, you know. Then the intention is flawed, you know. We have to connect with Allah through fulfilling what He wants from us. Then whatever we do, Allah Pak's sifat of qudrat, Allah will join it to what we're doing, you know. Like Allah Pak, so many different sifat. Allah is Raziq, Allah Ta'ala is Qadir. So whatever we're doing, Allah Pak will join His sifat. Divine aid will be with us. The whole world will fear us. The whole world. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Namrud was the king, he ruled the whole world. That one man alone, the whole world. And then nobody could do Allah with him. Allah Ta'ala bless me and all of us. Tawfiq wa akhidan. Alhamdulillah.